Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into the 7 o'clock hour of sports talk here on WWL. Been talking a ton about black and gold football. You know it, folks. Saints have their home finale Sunday in the Superdome hosting the New York Jets. Got today's practice report on Wednesday, every Wednesday, I should say, and helping us break that down on the line right now with us, Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak. Jeff, how you been doing, man? Busy day for sure.
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Doing good. You look at this injury report, it hasn't been as stacked as it has in the past, I feel like, and some significant names on the list, and definitely surprised to hear Coach Kellen Moore announcing today that Devin Neal and Devon Vellet will not be available for Sunday's game.
Yeah, it is a little surprising. It isn't the first time that Kellen has ruled out a player early. I believe he did that with Chase Young a couple times, and I think it's more so just, hey, we're gonna make this decision early. We're gonna make a plan around it. We're not gonna sit here and wonder. We're gonna help these guys do their rehab. It'll be interesting to see if either lands on injured reserve. There's obviously only three games left in the season, so that would effectively end their seasons if they did. But you know, anytime you have a significant injury this late in the year, you're gonna be up against it regardless. The name that's interesting is Alvin Kamara. He has not returned to practice yet, but he hasn't been put on IR either. So will he come back? I'd be surprised if it's this week, but you know, they're probably going to keep their options open for the final 2 weeks of the season. The interesting name they brought in is Nyheim Hines. They signed him to the practice squad. I don't think that's been officially announced yet, but he's a guy who hasn't played in the NFL significantly since 2022. He missed the 2023 and 2024 seasons after having like a really nasty jet ski injury in North Carolina. He got hit by another rider on a jet ski and he had major injuries to his leg. So he missed two full seasons in the NFL. He signed with the Chargers this year. He played in a couple games, got two carries. So he'll be on the practice squad, and it'll be interesting to see if he gets any run. Because he's a guy, you know, he's not that old. He was a draft pick in 2018. He's more of a receiving back, which is something I don't think the Saints really have. With Evan Hall and Andre Gestime and whoever else. So that's going to be interesting to see how that running back room shapes up the rest of the way.
Jeff, with the addition of Nyheim Hines to the practice squad, is there any other backs right now down there, or no, everybody's been elevated so far?
No, they had signed Ian Wheeler couple weeks ago, but he was cut. So Nyheim Hines will be the only running back on the practice squad. So unless they make any other roster transactions, that group will be, you know, Evan Hall, Audric Estime, and obviously Taysom Hill is always around to do running back things when you need it. And I think that's probably what it'll look like this week. I don't think you're going to bring in Nyheim Hines, a guy who's played in three games in 3 years, and they say, hey, you show up on Wednesday, you're going to be playing on Sunday. I think he's more of kind of an emergency option as we go down the line here, not unlike Clyde Edwards-Helaire last year, who got some run in the last couple games. I think this week's going to be more about, hey, Evan Hull, Audric Estime, can you get the job done? And if they can, then I think that's what you roll with the hopes you get some of these other guys back.
Was a little scary, Jeff. You know, you see the list real quick, and you see the name Tyler Shuck on there, but next to his name says full practice. He's dealing with a hip issue, but obviously nothing too serious, keeping the rookie QB on the sidelines.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
No, he was a full participant. It's not going to be anything that keeps him out. I'm sure it doesn't feel good. And I believe it stems from the hit he took late in the fourth quarter. He came out, went to the injury tent. That was prior to that last slide. It wasn't from that last slide. And I think he said he took a knee somewhere in the hip in the back. They put a pad on it. He played through it. Definitely some discomfort. But it didn't seem to affect him in the game.
No, sir.
That's always a good sign. That's definitely, this time of year, everyone's dealing with something, right? So I'm sure it's an unpleasant thing for him, but I don't think it's anything to worry about from a participation perspective.
And it's Wednesday, so we know Shuck spoke today. We're going to hear some of that audio after we get finished with you on Sports Talk. Jeff, just overall, though, your impressions so far of the rookie, all that momentum and positive vibes around him keeps building weekly now. And, the national attention is coming his way, and suddenly folks are recognizing, no one was talking much about this rookie coming out in the NFL draft, the 2025 draft class.
Yeah, no, it's going to be interesting to see how he finishes up his season, I think there's a lot of promising things that you're seeing. There's a lot of really effective quarterback play going on. But, I think after a certain amount of time, other teams start to get a book on you. They start to figure out what you like to do. They try to take things away, force you to do a lot of other things, right? And how do you adapt when that starts happening? You're going to get Aaron Glenn this week, and I'm sure he'd like nothing more than to kind of take some of the shine off of the last few weeks for Tyler Shuck. And he's going to have to deal with, an offense that just doesn't have a ton of weapons, right? Like, you don't have Alvin Kamara anymore. As gamely as I think Audric Estime and Evan Hull handled the running back duties last week in relief, like, those aren't your top end options, right? You haven't had Eric McCoy for a while. You're not going to have Cesar Ruiz. You're going to be dealing with backups there. Devon Valet has been kind of a safety valve for him over the past month. He's not going to be out there. So can you get it done with Kevin Austin and Chris Olave and Mason Tipton and whoever else they throw out there, Dante Pettis? So there's going to be a lot to figure out, but I do think his approach, he's very even keeled. He's never too high, never too low. He's going to do the work. He's not going to go in there unprepared. And the more you watch it, you go back every week and you watch it live and you're like, wow, that was impressive. And then you go back and you watch some of the finer details of what happened. And a lot of times it's even more impressive. Like, there was a throw, and I asked Juwan Johnson about this today. There was a throw in the first quarter where you look and, Christian Roseboom, the linebacker for the Panthers, is dropping into coverage. And, Juwan's kind of crossing, and the ball gets thrown. I tweeted the video of this. The ball gets thrown when Juwan is on the right side of Roseboom, who's kind of going up in the play. And the ball gets thrown to the clear opposite side of him, kind of whizzes back behind his helmet to the point where it's like he had to throw that five steps before Juwan even cleared the defensive player. And it just hits him in stride. And it's like you watch it, it's like his ho-hum 15-yard completion. But it's just a really impressive play for a young player to throw with that kind of anticipation. And, I talked to Juwan about this, and it's like one of those situations, when the receiver trusts that if he does his job right and gets to the right spot, the ball's going to be there. He doesn't have to worry about, trying to figure out what the quarterback is doing. He knows if he does his job, the quarterback's going to do their job. And I think over time, that really benefits an offense. Like, consistency and the ability to just execute benefits an offense. Like, you're not fooling each other. Everyone knows what everyone else is doing. and there's a lot of positivity there. So we'll see. I mean, there's 3 weeks left. I think a strong finish would really kind of energize the fan base a little bit. You know, I do think there's an outside shot that if he finishes in an impressive fashion, if you win your final five games, who's to say he can't win Rookie of the Year? You know, I mean, obviously 9 starts or so isn't the ideal number, but I don't think anyone's running away with that award. And a 5-game winning streak, even in a lost season, is pretty impressive for a rookie. So we'll see. I've enjoyed watching it. I've enjoyed covering him, and I'm excited to see what he's going to be able to do the next 3 weeks.
Jeff, always appreciate the time, man. Be talking to you soon on the Inside Black and Gold podcast. And we're going to have to do a bourbon pod pretty soon. The Cajun Cannon gave me an early Christmas present, so I'm bringing a bottle.
All right. Sounds good, y'all. You have a good one.
Taking a break here on Sports Talk, folks. That was Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak. Check out all his work at WWL.com. When we get back here from Saints rookie QB, Tyler Shuck, right after this, folks, on WWL Saints Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.